Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, it is cold outside. Oh, it's still 1 degree. But it's sunny, you know? That's okay, isn't it, Jeff, that it's sunny outside?
Until you get out of the car.
It's all right. As long as there's no snow on the roads, I'm okay with it.
That's true.
That's all I really care about.
That's true.
Just got to run outside real quick and then do what you need to do. Get inside in the next building and roll on. We live in Cleveland. We expect this. We know what this is all about. 216-474-0092. All right, so there's just like some little noisy things about Ohio State winning a national championship that have kind of stuck in my craw.
Noisy. Is that?
Annoying.
Oh.
Noisy. You know, okay. Are you down with that?
No, I wasn't sure.
I'm looking through social media.
Okay.
And
there's your first problem.
Yeah, I probably should have stopped. So Brian Hartline's getting ripped by some guy saying, Ohio State! National champions, best team money can buy. And I'm like, what?
Some guy?
No, it was somebody. Well, you know what's funny? I used to look at those and I would see if they were verified. And I'd be like, wow, that's somebody who might be actually important. And then I realized you can pay to be verified, so it doesn't really matter. And so I just like, I'm reading this and I'm like, all Hartline was doing was celebrating the 1,000 yard. Ohio State had 4 guys that had either 1,000 yards in rushing or receiving this year, which I think is pretty awesome. You know, it's a big deal, and it's exciting. It's exciting for the players. And, you know, again, they did play the longest season in Ohio State history, but, you know, you look at it, and you're like, okay, this is a coach congratulating his players. And I'm like, okay, I'm down with that. But someone's got to fire. Like, there's just so much venom and so much smack talk.
Welcome to our world today, Andy.
This whole ridiculous, like, can we sit here and just kind of celebrate? Like, I don't want to sit around and look at Ohio State's national championship this year. Like, I just went to a restaurant, a really nice restaurant, and they decided to not, they didn't charge me for the hors d'oeuvres, or the server forgot to put the hors d'oeuvre on the bill. And then you walk out the door and you're like, that seemed a little low. And then you go back and look at the receipt and you're like, oh, they forgot to charge me for the hors d'oeuvre. Let's go. Let's get out of here before they figure it out. That's not the national championship Ohio State won. It's not. Ohio State beat how many quality teams did Ohio State have to beat to prove it? And at the end of the day, they were number one. They're the best team in the country today. Today, they're the best team in the country, and that's why they're called national champions.
And they didn't outspend Texas, but they beat Texas.
I mean, NIL's been around for a couple years now. I never did anyone once last year go, Michigan, man, best team money can buy. Never heard that.
Listen, this is the way the game is played now. You might not like it. I don't like it. But this is the way the game is played. So the idea that you spent money on your college football team, on your college basketball team, on your college baseball team, shouldn't even come into play anymore. Hey, you're allowed to play by these rules. So end of conversation, is it not? Seriously, isn't it the end of the conversation?
In many ways, I agree. But does the aggravation stem from the... what's the best way to put this? The aggravation stem from the fact that players are getting paid. Does that aggravate you? Or is it the fact that there are just so many more voices out there to whine and complain that sometimes when someone's actually making a valid point or cheering or calling attention to something that deserves praise, that someone's got to come back and you know what all over it? I mean, that happens all the time. And I don't know if it's... Is it because of social media? I think maybe that's the part of it, Jeff, that... You know, everyone has a voice now that seems equal to, if it warrants it, is equal to what the media used to have. And those voices get really, really loud.
Yeah, but Andy,
but you have to let them. You have to let them get loud.
That's exactly right. I mean, you have to go seek that stuff out. You know, if you don't want to read social media, you don't want to hear bashing or whatever, don't do it. It's just that this is the way this is now done. This is college athletics. You're spending money. You're allowed to spend money. You're allowed to pay players. If you want to compete, you better pay players. If you don't want to compete, that's okay. That's all right. But if you want to compete, like Indiana is like the sixth highest paid NIL, Indiana football.
And look at them. They're back on the map.
And look what they did. That's right. They're playing by the rules. That's allowed.
I mean, they've had two winning seasons since 93.
Anybody who wants to push the narrative that Ohio State spent more money than everybody else, okay, well, then shame on everybody else. They were allowed.
Yeah, I see all these people that get so bitter.
Yep. Don't even worry about that one.
Well, I'm not.
I'm taking that one off your mind for you.
Oh, it wasn't. It was on my mind just for the topic of conversation for you and I. And for anybody that wanted to listen in on that, because I just don't like, I don't know how you can't just kind of sit back, relax, and go, man, what a great season for Ohio State. Sure. You don't have to feel like you didn't pay for something on the menu when you walked out because they lost to Michigan. And the farther away we get from this little tiny hiccup era that one game matters during the regular season, the better off I think we're all going to be. This is the NFL, man. This is where we are.
It's another version of the National Football League.
It absolutely is. Mm-hmm. And as we get farther into this and history changes things, people are going to sit around and go, now, wait a minute. The Buckeyes played on Thanksgiving, and then they were off until January 1st? What? I mean, that was reality just, you know, a few years ago. Now we live in this world where you know where we are, and you got to win a championship. You got to win a tournament to get there. And I'll be honest with you, I love it. I love the fact that we're not sitting around and having people like Jeff and I determine who the national champion are. Let's be honest. When we're asking ourselves, well, who did the AP think was the national champion? Who do the coaches think was the national championship? What a joke that was. That was a joke. And I know we're a decade past it.
It was the system.
That's all we had.
It was the system, yeah.
But I would turn and I would look at 1AA at the time, and I would look at Division II, and I would look at Division III, and I'd be like, well, these guys got it right, man. They're playing it out. They're taking the teams, they're putting them on the field. That's why I truly believe that this thing's going to 16 quicker than it needs to get there fast.
The only thing that wasn't quite right was the seeding.
Yeah.
That was it, and they'll tweak that.
Well, I think it's the seeding and the notion that you get a bye. And not having the opportunity to have a home game. Because I think that, you know, these four teams that got the bye, and then, you know, then we got into the whole rust arrest discussion, they also lost out on a gate. A lot of money that they could have made at home.
They'll tweak it.
So I think that we're looking at, do you think I'm right that we're heading towards 16?
Oh, eventually. I think it might take a little while, though.
Well, they definitely need to figure out the reseeding because let's face it, that they thought the Pac-12 was still going to be the Pac-12
Boise was the third seed the way it was set up. Boise was the third seed ahead of Ohio State.
Yeah, there's just no way. So as we kind of digress, so you look at the 12-team playoff there, and then look at all the other things that we've discussed over the last few weeks about this college football playoff. So overall, do we like it? Do we like what we saw?
Yes, it's better.
I think so, too.
It's better. I mean, the excitement of the championship game obviously was a bigger deal here because we're in the state of Ohio. But it was real. You know, I thought it was fun watching other games that didn't involve Ohio State. Why? Because they were actually playing for something. The whole old bowl system where teams played and it's like, hey, congratulations, you won the Fiesta Bowl. What does that mean? It means that you might be sixth in the AP poll now. Well,
I played in the New Year's Day
right.
Six.
So what? You know, if you're a good college player on your way to the pros, you don't even want to be in that. You know what I mean? Why should I go play and get hurt? I'm gonna bag it. As it turns out, you had games that were meaningful
and players that stuck around to play. Well, that might not have in the past.
Players who were getting paid to stick around to play as well. I wonder if that's in their deal. Hey, you got to finish the season. We're gonna pay you, you know, $500,000, but you got to play every game we play. I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that either. But I
do know that the one thing that should get tweaked about NIL is, okay, if you're going to pay these guys and they have to have some obligation to stay with you, can't be transferring every year. That's a bad system.
So this NIL thing is changing, though. It's the NIL part of it's kind of going away, that the schools can now pay these guys to play for the school, and which to me makes a lot more sense when you look at the whole thing. I don't know how this is going to affect the rest of college football or the rest of college sports when the schools are now ultimately paying the players without having to, you know, kind of put up this, although they can still do advertising name image like this, but to put up the charade of, oh, well, they're getting this money, but they're working for this car dealership too, or they're working for this potato chip place or whatever like that. Like, this is all going to change even more as we go farther in the future, but it does seem like the schools and the university are going to have a little bit more control over or what we're seeing and where we're going. I want to ask this as we go to break here in a couple seconds or two. And is Ohio State likable? Like, I know we went into the championship and people were saying for the first time ever, Notre Dame was a likable team. And it was because of Marcus. I'll be honest. There's a lot of people that just
why
don't
for
win.
The first time ever. A lot of folks love Notre Dame.
Yeah, but I'm saying for people who,
I mean, it's truly America's team, I think.
Oh, I don't know if that's true. If Notre Dame is America's team,
I think they have their own national television deal.
Well, that's okay, but I mean, so does. I mean, every game in the Big Ten's on national TV.
Every game in the Big Ten, every Notre Dame game.
So what's the difference? Every game is on national TV. All of those teams are.
Yeah, but I mean, it's NBC.
Well, it's Peacock, too. I mean, it's the same thing.
It's a big deal.
The big deal is the fact they get to keep all their own money.
The big deal is their fan base is based in, along with a school, a religion. You know, so that's part of it.
I don't know. Is Notre Dame America's team? I don't know that I believe that. Do you believe that?
I have for years.
That Notre Dame is America's team.
I think they have a bigger fan base than everybody else. Based on A, being an independent, B, network television, C, it's Catholic University, and it's the university of the Catholic religion, really, for football teams.
Well, I mean, BYU is the university for Mormons. I'm not buying what you're selling. Like, I don't know that.
You don't have to.
I mean,
to.
I like Notre Dame. I've never rooted against them, but I mean, is Ohio State likable? Let's start there, and then I'll go back and come talk about Notre Dame, too, and that's in that same instance, too. But I'm just wondering about Ohio State fans in general right now, because I know that, man, this is poking the bear when we talk about the Buckeyes. 216-474-0092, that's the number to call in. Baskin and Phelps.